few thoughts for our, and then we'll throw it open for a little while. From 1 Thessalonians 5, we all know verse 16 very well. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. But I'm just going to read a few verses either side of it, and then just a couple of very short thoughts on that. Verse 14, and we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive, encourage the disheartened, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the spirit, do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. I'm just reading some verses either side of that, but just some thoughts, particularly on that verse we know well. It's good to read the verses either side of these things sometimes as well. It talks, doesn't it, about warning those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage and dishearten, help the weak, be patient with everyone, make sure you don't pay back wrong for wrong, strive to do what is good for each other, don't quench the spirit, do not treat prophecies with contempt, test them all, hold on to what is good, reject every kind of evil. But those verses in the middle, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, which is tough. And sometimes it says, some of the chapters say, be joyful always, don't they? And I think we can confuse being joyful with being happy sometimes. Happy and joyful, I think, are different things. It's impossible to be happy all the time if we're in pain or feel not well or are worried. And we do get worried about things. It's not wrong to be worried about things. Then we're not happy. But joy is, I guess, a much deeper thing than that, where we're joyful despite our circumstances, despite the things we're not happy about because of our relationship with God. Pray continually. We don't spend our whole lives praying, but I guess that's just being close to God all the time. Try and hold yourself close to God so that at all times he can speak to you. At all times you're in the right relationship so he can speak to you, because prayer is a two-way thing. It's not just about us talking to God. It's about us being in a situation where we can hear from him as well. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. We don't, it's said many times, isn't it? It's not give thanks for all circumstances, but in all circumstances. We can give thanks that sometimes despite our circumstances, sometimes because of our circumstances, because it's good to have good circumstances as well. It's okay to be happy. It's okay to be enjoying life and having good circumstances as well. But whatever our circumstances, we just need to give thanks for what the good things God has given us, our relationship with him, the fact that we're saved, but also the good things he surrounds us with, friends and family and a church and a wonderful place to live, a wonderful country to live in. It's very easy to be down on how things are in Britain in 2023, but actually you compare it with a lot of places in the world, we're pretty good here. We've got it pretty good here. Give thanks for that. Let's give thanks for that. We live in a good place. There's so much in our lives to give thanks for, but that doesn't mean there's not problems we have to face as well and issues we have to face. And it's somehow getting that balance with things that concern us, things that worry us, things that drag us down, things that make us not happy, but still being able to somehow hold on to the joy of knowing God, being able to hold on to that relationship where we are able to pray, be in that relationship where we can hear from God and to pray continually. And to be able to give thanks despite what we might be going through for all that we have, all the good things we have. There is the psalm we read earlier, and I was looking for a song that goes with it, and it used to be in Songs of Fellowship, but it's not there anymore. I don't know who nicked it. But in Psalm 8, I'm going to turn to it because I want to get it right. When I consider your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you've set in place, what is man that you're mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? Yeah, and when we think of all God's done, over all eternity and will do for the rest of eternity. Why does he care about me? Why is he interested in me? It's incredible, isn't it? It is incredible. But he is, and that's great. So I'm going to throw it open for people to pray, people to share, people to pick songs, read Bible verses, or just to be quiet. I know I say this every time, but it doesn't matter if it's quiet. Don't get embarrassed if no one says anything for a few minutes. Don't feel you have to fill the silence. It's good to fill the silence sometimes, but don't feel you have to. Just let God speak, or let your mind wander into wherever God wants it to wander during the silence. There are a couple of things I want to just throw out to pray, but when we pray as well, let's remember that. Give thanks. Let's do it in an attitude of thankfulness, whatever we pray for. Sue, I think you've got an appointment this week, haven't you? You have Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Yeah, so we need to pray that that goes okay. Yeah. I've heard from Rachel this week. Their move went well. They're settled well in Tunbridge Wells. They like where they are. Kids like it there. But she did ask that we pray for the school situation. There is a Christian school near, but they aren't able to take Alyssa. So she asked us to pray, not necessarily that they would take Alyssa, but just that the school situation, whatever that is, gets sorted quickly. So that would be good. And obviously that they settle in. I know Prince is travelling to London most days from there, for the job he's doing there. But they sounded good. David and Iris were here last week, and I thought they looked pretty good. I thought they looked stronger and healthier than they have for a while. Let's give thanks for that. From a personal point of view, our grandson Noah goes into hospital tomorrow for an operation on his willy. It's quite a straightforward operation. It's something he was born with that they need to sort out now. It's going to be quite uncomfortable for him for a few days. He's going to have a catheter for a week. Poor little soul. He has no idea what's coming. He's still grinning at everyone. He's no idea what's coming tomorrow. But it'd be good to pray that that doesn't... It's already been cancelled once. And actually, it's probably a good thing it was cancelled, because now is a better time for him to have it during the school holidays when Vicky's around. Obviously, Lloyd's off for the week. But it'd be good to pray that just goes well, that it doesn't get cancelled and it all goes straight forward. And the poor little soul doesn't suffer too much discomfort, because it makes me uncomfortable just thinking about it. I'll throw those things out. There's other things.